We are made in the image of God. God wants us to live as a holy people whose lives are pleasing to Him. Every day we face decisions about what that looks like. Every day we make decisions that are ethical in nature. And today we're going to talk about Christian ethics. To learn more, join me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. It has been several months since I recorded an episode of All Things Apostolic, so I want to start by giving you a short personal update. For those of you who have watched this podcast previously, you know that I am working on my doctorate degree in biblical studies. Normally, the program that I'm in, takes someone working on it full-time about 4 to 5 years to complete, including the dissertation. I've had to do it part-time because of my schedule, so I'm already 7.5 years into it. I finished the 14 courses of the program and 3 language proficiency exams in Hebrew, Greek, and German. It doesn't mean that I'm an expert in them, but it means that I have enough proficiency to use those languages for research. Then in the past year, in my very limited spare time, I've been studying for my comprehensive exam, which consisted of 3 sit-down sessions, a 3-hour test covering 3 courses, another 3-hour test covering 3 more courses, and then a 7-hour test covering 7 courses. So altogether, I had to write short essay answers, usually about a couple pages each, for questions covering 13 courses in 13 hours. And I didn't know what the questions were going to be ahead of time, so I had to review as much material as possible for each course and be able to know it well enough, at least what I guessed might be on the test, know it well enough to be able to compose some kind of logical, substantive response. Most of the courses had more than one question, so I think altogether I answered probably about 25 questions for the 13 courses. There were 4 questions that I did not pass because I didn't answer them fully. So I just sat down for a 4th exam to retake those questions a week ago. And I found out last night that I passed those last 4 questions. So I am done with the comprehensive exam. And it is no exaggeration to say that the last few months have been mentally and physically some of the most challenging of my life. And honestly, I don't want to cry, but honestly, there were times where I didn't know if I could do it. Or sometimes I wondered if it would even be worth it, just the quantity of material to go through and then not even knowing if I'm studying the right information and not knowing if I know it well enough then to be able to compose some type of a logical response. But God got me through it. And now I get to move on to the dissertation phase. I've spent the past few months, and of course, while I was in the program as well, I've spent the past few months contemplating a topic that would be valuable for Christians in general. I want this to be meaningful, not just some random research topic. And I want it to be meaningful, especially for apostolics. I have to prepare a formal proposal. And I'll share more information about my research topic once I know more. And I also want to say that if you have been praying for me, thank you. I've needed those prayers, and I am so grateful for them. God and your prayers is what got me through these past few months that have been a trial. Being faced with an ethical challenge is not new. Throughout history, people have struggled with ethical questions and situations. But our challenge in this day and time is unique. Modern science and technology have sometimes made it more difficult to discern a moral path. For example, abortion isn't new. It was practiced back in the ancient Roman Empire. But modern medical advances have added new moral issues to this practice. Euthanasia has also been impacted by medical advances. So even some issues that have been around for a long time are not exactly the same anymore because of the advances in knowledge and technology. We are being confronted with questions that our ancestors didn't have to answer. Additionally, our current situation is unique because we are living in the midst of a crisis in morality. Until a couple of generations ago, there was at least some semblance of guiding principles among the wider population. And this agreement was based, however loosely, on the ethical principles of the Bible. But in recent years, the moral consensus has been eroded. And this has coincided with the declining influence of Christianity in the world. Christianity used to have a pervasive influence on society. But now we live in what some people call a post-Christian world. Whereas modernism believed in objective truth, although it emphasized that it would be known through reason and through science, postmodernism rejects the idea of absolute truth. Instead, postmodernism emphasizes that truth is subjective and relative, shaped by culture and power dynamics. Also, postmodernism rejects the idea of any type of meta-narrative to life, including ones proposed by religion. But the Bible teaches us that there is a key meta-narrative to life, starting with the fall in the Garden of Eden and extending to the second coming of Christ. The Bible teaches us about God's plan of redemption that is unfolding throughout time. So society in general views truth as relative and promotes diverse expressions of spirituality and rejects the idea of an overarching narrative to life. The gravity of the situation is that we are confronted by some of the greatest issues humans have ever faced, while the moral fiber of society seems to be at its weakest. The good news is that Gen Z is looking for authenticity and for an ethical foundation for life. We need to show them that the Bible provides that foundation and stability. As Christians, we have the challenge of living a life that is pleasing to God, both individually and also corporately as the church, while living in the context of the dynamic world around us. We are called to be a distinct people of God in this world, but we are still in this world, and we have an obligation to be a light in the darkness. As we navigate life within this world, we have to respond to situations and issues in a way that glorifies God. In essence, ethics can be defined as theology in action. Our beliefs about God impact how we live our lives. The actions we take and the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis should be based on what pleases God. And those principles are derived from the Bible. The Bible is the foundational resource to order our footsteps in every situation in life. So ethics is theology in action. Now, I want to pause to make one quick clarification about the definition of terms. A lot of times, people use the words morals and ethics interchangeably. And they definitely, there is some overlap, but there is actually a distinction between them. Unfortunately, it's not totally clear because if you read different authors talking about ethics and morals, they may give different definitions. For example, in the business world or professional realm, morals are often defined as your personal beliefs about right and wrong, whereas ethics are the principles of right and wrong determined by the field that you work in, such as medicine or law. But in the academic realm, ethics is viewed as a major branch of philosophy. Ethics can be defined as moral philosophy. Morality is primarily concerned with questions of right and wrong. It is the actual living out of one's beliefs about right and wrong. On the other hand, ethics is like the framework or the basis on which you make moral decisions. Ethics entails the basis for why you consider things right or wrong. When viewed as moral philosophy, ethics is not exclusively a Christian endeavor. A person doesn't have to be a Christian to reflect on morality or to care about being a moral person. In fact, as a branch of philosophy, ethics can draw on human reasoning and rationality to justify moral choices. But for Christians, ethics is based on the Judeo-Christian system of morality, and specifically the Bible. All of creation, including every human being, ultimately belongs to God. So we don't own our lives. We are stewards of our lives. Everything that God has entrusted to us, our physical being, our intellect, our abilities, and even the time that God has given to us, are all to be lived for the glory of God. We have to live in this world in a way that reflects a life of integrity, theology in action, honoring God as people made in His image and in covenant with Him. So we care not just about ethics in general, but Christian ethics specifically. Christian ethics is really a blend of virtues and principles. Virtues are God's character traits. Principles are His commands. And Christian ethics is a blend of God's character traits and His commands, or virtues and principles. His character traits are primary and His commands are secondary because His commands are derived from or based on His character. In other words, God issues the commands that He does because of the kind of God that He is. And the Bible makes this connection between God's character and God's commands really clear. God expects His people, for example, to be holy because He is holy. He expects us to enact justice because He is just. He expects us to be generous because He is generous. He expects us to be long-suffering with each other because He is long-suffering. So God's expectations for how we live our lives, what we call His commands or moral principles, are based on God's virtues or His character. And this is such a key idea because living according to the principles of the Bible means that we live in accordance with God's character and His commands. And this isn't legalism. This is the responsibility we have as bearing the image of God in a lost world. Now, the Bible does have examples of other types of moral reasoning besides virtues and principles, but these other types are always supplemental. For example, some wisdom literature, such as Proverbs, use what we call utilitarian reasoning. Doing good usually produces good results. So there is a utilitarian or practical beneficial reason to do good. But wisdom comes from God, and doing good is ultimately based on God's character and commands. So even though some proverbs may appeal to consequences when convincing you which choice is best, the possible consequences are not the main reason for making the good choice. Wisdom is ultimately grounded in God's character and in his commands, in his virtues, and in his principles. And here is another really key idea. One of the types of moral reasoning that the world uses, and I spoke about earlier, is relativism. Now, this includes two things. One is cultural relativism, in which morality is determined by some level of cultural consensus. And it includes also moral subjectivism, which is based on someone's own personal preferences. However, and this is important, the Bible does not appeal to relativism as a way to determine ethics. In the Bible, you will not find ethics being determined by cultural relativism or by moral subjectivism. If it is, it's a bad example. It's not being promoted as what we should do or follow, because they are not valid sources of ethics. Because as we talked about in the beginning, God is the creator, and we belong to him. So ethics must be grounded in his character and his commands. Ethics should not be determined by culture or by a person's own subjective preferences. Ethics should be based on God's commands, which are derived from his virtues or character traits. Now, with this foundation, in the coming weeks, I want to explore some social issues. At Wilson University, I teach a course called Contemporary Social Ethics, and we look at various perspectives related to issues such as abortion, euthanasia, capital punishment, and more. We also examine these issues based on biblical principles. Even though you may not experience any of these issues firsthand, as the church expands, we will come into contact with people who may be dealing with these issues, and it is beneficial to be able to talk about these issues with them with an understanding of key factors and arguments to be able to guide them to a biblical position that honors God. So, in the coming weeks, please join me as we explore some contemporary social ethical issues from a biblical perspective. It's good to be back. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. And until next time, take care and God bless.